Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30,
second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, this is Haley.
Nancy, it's Haley.
How you doing?
Doing all right.
What's up, girl?
I went on a date with a guy we met through mutual friends. We became friends on Facebook, actually, beforehand, because I'm all weird about blind dates, and I just like to talk to a person first.
Sure.
And, conversation went really well, and he was really sweet, but he seemed uninterested when we finally met in person, and I was just kind of wondering, maybe you guys can help out.
I mean, did you guys go somewhere? Did you meet somewhere, or how did that work out?
Yeah, so he picked me up, and we went out to dinner. I thought he was really cute, and like I said, when we had been talking, conversation flowed. I thought it was going to be a sure thing. So
this is before they went out, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So on the date, it got awkward, basically, is what you're saying, and he just was uninterested?
Yeah, he just seemed uninterested, like he'd rather be anywhere else but there.
What's his name?
His name is Riley.
Let's give Riley a call in about 10 minutes, okay, Woody?
That sounds good to me.
You all right with that, Haley?
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30,
second date update.
What's happening?
Okay, this is so weird, Woody. So, Haley, where did you guys go? Because you did go on a date, right?
Yeah. Well, he picked me up and he took me to Bob Evans for dinner.
Ooh,
okay.
What'd you have at Bob Evans, Haley?
Yeah, of course, Woody wants to know what you ate, girl.
Love it.
Well, I had to get some sausage and I had to get some chicken and dumplings.
Oh, okay. Dang, girl, double dipped.
Throw it down.
Right.
I like it.
I like it. Maybe she had better food taste than him or something, okay?
Well, let's find out, okay? Be real quiet, okay, Haley? We're going to give Riley a call.
Okay, sounds good.
Hello?
Hi, this is Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM. We're looking for Riley.
Yeah, this is Riley.
Hey, Riley.
What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Well, do you listen to us at all? Oh, he's working.
Yeah, I do. I think I know who you guys are.
Okay. Well, on our show, we try to provide a public service, wouldn't you say, Woody?
One would call it that. Yeah,
yeah.
It's called Second Date Update, you know, where two people go out on one date and one person has a good time and wants to go out on a second date, but they can't get a hold of the other person. So they call us to call them. And here we are.
Oh, okay.
Well, we talked to Haley.
Haley.
Yeah, you guys went to Bob Evans and...
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like she's not afraid to eat.
Right.
You know, I mean, did she offend you or something?
No, I mean, she was nice and everything. Like, listen, she was all right.
What happened? My gosh.
Not getting a whole lot out of him here, are we?
He's so not wanting to commit.
Look, I mean, we got along beforehand and I liked her. She's really pretty and everything. And then... It was kind of a weird situation.
Okay.
Explain more.
The way this works is you have to tell us. Because she's wanting to know because you're not answering her calls, so she called us to get hold of you. Make sense?
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, so I picked her up at her house, and there was this big, like, F-350, you know, lifted truck in the driveway.
Dang.
Yeah, and so immediately I was like, oh, man, does she live with some guy? Like, this is weird, you know?
I can see that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, so I asked her about it, and she was like, no, that's my truck.
Wow.
Okay, girl.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, but, I got a truck, too, and her truck's bigger than mine. Like, I don't want to date a girl that has a truck that's bigger than mine, you know?
Riley, come on!
That's all this is about, Riley?
I don't know. I feel like my friends will make fun of me. Like, I'm not as manly as my chick, you know?
That's got to be one of the saddest excuses I have ever heard to not go on a date with someone. Seriously, because my truck is bigger and better looking than yours, you don't want to date me?
It's just, it's kind of weird. Like, why do you have such a big truck anyway?
Oh, to emasculate you.
Did it work?
Wow, because she's a bad chick too, right?
Damn right I am. I know what I want. I make the money, and I bought myself the truck of my dream. You can't handle that. That's on you.
I don't know. I don't want to date a chick who's got a bigger truck than me.
Riley, that is what Haley said earlier. The most ridiculous reason to not go on a date with someone.
Yeah, but
because
you know
of the
what?
Vehicle they drive?
But you know, I kind of get it a little bit, you guys. I mean, because if he's worried what his friends are going to be thinking, and they're going to make fun of him, which you shouldn't care, but...
I mean, sounds like little truck energy to me.
Wow!
I guarantee you, I'm not the only guy who look at that truck and be like, no, I'm good.
I'd think it was kind of cool.
I would too, man.
Like, you're driving tonight.
I'd be like, girl, you're paying.
A lot of guys are actually complimenting me, asking me how I did it, and it just says a lot about you as a person, Riley. Thank you.
Well, you know,
yeah, whatever.
Maybe it's a misunderstanding, and maybe, you know, the whole point of second date is trying to get you guys to go back out again. So Woody and I in the radio station can help with that, sort of.
Yeah, we can send you out in the company limo. Nobody's trucks would be involved in that, would they, Nancy?
Nope. A better place to eat, maybe a concert or a movie or something, but...
You both have to say yes right now or it all goes bye-bye.
I think I kind of know, but what do you say, Riley?
I don't know. I just can't do it.
Yeah, I don't want to make him feel any smaller than he already feels now, so I'm good.
All right, then. What did you call it? Little truck energy?
Little truck energy.
Little truck energy. That's right. For the little guys.
Yeah, you know what, though? I'm big where it counts.
Well, okay. Drop the mic on that
took
one.
A turn there.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30.
Second date update.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.